Welcome to Real Take on Real Estate.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate. With your hosts, Joe Daniel and John Wallace.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah, let's catch up.
I got a real estate deal. I'm going to take them to a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by CMG Financial.
Delighted to meet you. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good.
CMG Financial, NMLS number 1820, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
Yeah, I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to RealTake at WSJM.com. Now, here are John and Joe.
Welcome back to Real Take on Real Estate. John Wallace, Joe Daniels in the studio with Ryan Servetus from Century 21 Affiliated. Ryan is a full-time broker, specializes in Southwest Michigan between New Buffalo and West Olive, knows the market quite well, has over 55 sales currently, and I think about nine listings. Is that about right?
Right now, yeah.
In that ballpark? If I read all the things that you've done, the Luxury Home Marketing Institute, the Mid-Year in Washington, D.C. National Conference, the National Association of Realtors, State Representatives, Representative for Resort and Second Home Properties. I mean, this goes just on and on and on forever, and we have no more time to talk about anything else. But cell phone for Ryan is easy, 269-252-7926. Email is info@callryan.com, and website is easy. You just Google callryan.com or type in callryan.com, and it comes right up. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Glad to be back. Callryan.com was available, or did you have to pay for that? Like, did you have to buy it off some other Ryan?
I actually got it right before other Ryans called me, wanted to buy it from me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So have you ever thought about selling it? Because I'm domain names, we had the same issue at the top of the show. John announced us as Real Take on Real Estate. The artists, formerly known as Real Talk about Real Estate. But when we went to find the domain name, it was like 14 grand to buy Real Talk about Real Estate.com. So we're like, nah, we're just going to change the name. It's cheaper. How much could you get for your domain name right now?
I was offered 11,000.
And you said no?
That was a couple years ago. I just, because it's come, I've owned it so much. Even my phone number, 7926, is R-Y-A-N.
Yeah.
Back in the day when people actually used to do that.
That is branding. 1-800-C-A-L-L-A-T-T. That's the thing, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's
sweet.
The old Carter Wallace jingle. Call 982-LOAN. 5626 spells loan.
So. Look at that. Yeah. I could be 426 Joey. It's not a good look.
Joe D.
There we go. Well, and then it sounds like I'm a girl, but I guess I sound like that anyway, so that works out.
Not in this studio. That microphone doesn't drop your eye or raise your voice level like the other one does. Ryan, you have offices in South Haven, but you're in Douglas, but you're getting ready to open offices here in St. Joe.
We are. It's our one little, if you look around the shoreline from Madison, Wisconsin up to Holland, it's our one area we're missing, and we're about to fill that void.
Outstanding. And so you're going to be neighbors to us. You'll be in the Horizon Bank building. I think it's called the Law and Title building, actually.
Pretty much.
Downtown. Yeah.
That sounds super official. Coming soon to the Law and Title building.
So you're doing the build out now?
We're working on it right now. We got to finish closing it, and then we will do our build out. We've got a couple plans on what we're going to do. Get some people in there, been interviewing some nice agents in the area. It's a pretty exciting time.
So this is not just an office expansion for you to have a St. Joe office. You're actually expanding in terms of people as well.
That's correct, yes.
Can't talk about those names yet, Joe.
Yeah.
No names yet.
Yeah.
What's, they're great people.
What kind of timeline are you guys looking at? If all goes to plan, we know how that goes.
We're hoping that next 60 days have everything up and going.
Outstanding. Wow. So then we can have a Christmas party together.
We can. Yes, it's walk right across.
Awesome. Grand opening, Cornerstone's on the fourth floor, so they'll do the ribbon cutting with you down
there. Yep, we're looking forward to that, and couple of friends who are real estate attorneys, if you ever need any help, are right down the hallway.
Yeah.
So that makes it fun. And then, of course, look at all the restaurants and places you have to take your clients to.
Right
next across
door.
The street, yeah.
January and February, we don't walk so much to those, but, but in the summer, we do. It's second home buyer season in particular, and not that we aren't seeing a lot of first-time home buyers in our offices as well, but how's the market been for
it's
you?
Good. It can be frustrating because a lot of our clients, as you know, are from out of state. So they'll say, hey, Ryan, we'll be up in 2 weeks to look at this home. And they start coming up, and you look at the listing that morning going, just turned to pending.
2 weeks? We're not going to make it.
Right. So, no, it's good, but it's a very limited inventory, as we all know. So we're looking forward to maybe the second half of next year. Looks like a correction where things will become more, not such a seller's market, but even keeled.
Yeah.
What data are you seeing that leads you to believe there will be that kind of market or inventory correction late next year?
I think second half of next year, from what our data is showing us from our Century 21 real estate conferences, and I've also talked to a couple other national brokerages at their conferences, and their data is showing the same thing.
Yeah. First time I've heard that. We would welcome that as well. It's kind of slim pickings right now. Not that that's a bad thing per se, but
not if you're selling.
No, right.
Not if you have your buyers in your pocket ready to go.
Right. Exactly. Particularly if they're paying cash.
Right.
We like cash.
We all do.
But Lakefront has been doing quite well recently, both the Inland Lakes and Lake Michigan.
I have been busy with that. This is the time of year people want to buy them because they can work on them in the wintertime, get them ready for spring. And sellers are like, we already had our season.
Yeah.
We had fun. I don't want to hold on to it and carry it over the winter.
Right.
We are still seeing some issues with the high levels of Lake Michigan. It's taking out a lot of stairs and trams. We're actually dealing with that up just north of South Haven right now on what we're going to do on fixing certain, more like pull stuff back 10 or 15 feet, put in some riprap. So there's a lot of work
rip
this
rap.
Winter.
Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. I feel like that's an 80s rap term. Didn't NWA have a song called Rip Rap? I think that's the thing.
But that's
NWA,
a lot better.
I'm old, man. Talk to me about Ted Nugent and Led Zeppelin. I know what you're going.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Pink Floyd, I was just up in Saugatuck in Douglas last night and have a transaction closing today in Fenville. And there's a fair amount of activity. As you're driving up 96, heading towards Holland and Grand Rapids, you see the sign for Fenville, and of course there's the one big winery there, but it didn't ever occur to me that that was really a second home market until I saw I Google mapped the address and went, oh yeah, you're like 500 yards from the lake, and there's another house in between you and there. We're surrounded by woods, and oh, by the way, this generated $38,000 in rental income last year.
Yes, we just did a house like that. It was a very modern home. They did an exceptional job of not touching anything that was further than 5 feet out from the foundation. So you're in the woods and you're literally a half mile from two beach access points.
Wow.
Listed it, multiple offers within 7 days, closed. Sellers are happy, buyers are happy, and it's used as a vacation home on the lower half in the summertime.
Right.
So everybody wins on that one.
Tell me about square footage and price range for that.
That one we sold for, it was just shy of 3,900 square feet, and we went for just over $881,000.
Nice.
So
very nice.
Very nice. And it was, like I said, you walk in, you look out, and you're looking right at the trees and then the nice western sun coming in.
Yeah, and of course you're close to the beach.
You are.
Yeah, so, you want to go to the beach.
Also protected from erosion.
Protected from erosion and neighbors, which is always nice, because I haven't ever lived in a city, but I can imagine you see your neighbors or just other people in general enough to come out here to get away. Yeah, that's awesome.
And that's what you do. You find the people who are saying, you know what, I live in a big city. I need time alone, so I'm coming up here. And you're what, 5 minutes from Saugatuck at that location, mm-hmm. 10 minutes from South Haven, so you can still get where you want to go and have fun. But didn't have your privacy.
Right. We're on talking to Ryan Servetus, Century 21 affiliated with offices throughout Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Minnesota, Florida. Did I get all the states in there?
Wisconsin.
Right? Wisconsin.
Yeah, the Packers play there. We don't have to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
But the Vikings are okay. Is that what you're saying?
I'm a Bears fan, which hurts a lot of the time. And
Give you your 2 week notice yet?
No, I think you just did. But, I look forward to my last two shows here with Realty.
Yeah, my pastor's a Packers fan. You can be a Bears fan. The Lions lose on a regular basis.
Like, no one's missing the Lions.
The Lions aren't even in the conversation. Poor guys.
I'll go root for my Eagles instead, where I was, because Philly, where I was born. So
you're born in Philly?
I was.
I didn't know that.
Naval Hospital.
How come you've never made me a cheesesteak?
Because aside from being born at the Naval Hospital, I've only visited Philadelphia. Do you have any 3-month-old memories of where you were at that time? Well, you were in Three Oaks, so yeah. It's still the same.
Yeah, the three ties. Yeah, I remember everything. It's fine.
Anyways, Real Take on Real Estate, Century 21 affiliated, Ryan Servetus in the studio with us. His cell phone number, 269-252-7926. Website's easy, callryan.com, R-Y-A-N, and info for our email, actually, is info@callryan.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Take on Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Hey, girl, you coming to the housewarming party next weekend?
Absolutely.
Wait, you guys bought a house?
I thought you said you were going to save up, and it was going to take a while.
It was, but then we found out about Home Fund Me from CMG Financial in St. Joe. We were able to raise our down payment a lot faster than we thought.
No way!
What was that called again?
Home Fund Me. That's H-O-M-E, fundme.com. The website tells you everything you need to know.
So this Home Fund Me thing is from CMG Financial?
What's CMG Financial?
They're a mortgage company. That's all they do. So they're really, really good at it. Their office is in downtown St. Joe.
Awesome. I'm going to check them out.
Copyright 2018 CMG Financial. All rights reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage Incorporated. NMLS number 1820 in most, but not all states. CMG Mortgage Incorporated is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Tired of renting? Visit cmgfi.com or call 269-932-0577.
You're listening to Real Take on Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Take on Real Estate. Joe Daniel, John Wallace in the studio with Ryan Servetus from Century 21 Affiliated. His email is info@callryan.com, cell phone 269-252-7926, website callryan.com. Tell us a little bit about Century 21 Affiliated.
Well, let's see here. Where do I start? Do we have all day, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I came into Century 21, 17 years of doing this, 2 years ago. I met with local president of the brand, Jason Schrock. Within 2 weeks, we got things up and going, and I literally fasted. I looked at other brands for about 6 months, couldn't find anything they needed or wanted, and we knocked it out. Real quick, I realized I was with a great group. We are actually... Our 40th anniversary of Century 21 Affiliated is this year. Bill Kessler, who is our founder out of Madison, Wisconsin. Amazing guy.
Hey, John, put it on your calendar. We have to send a bunch of over-the-hill balloons to Century 21 Affiliated.
They would like that.
For the big 40th, right?
Well, Nick Bailey came from Zillow. He's our CEO now for Century 21. Great guy. And then we brought a new coach by the name of Jared James. I got to know him personally over a couple years. A young guy. He's probably in the top three coaches right now in the United States, and our agents get to use him for free.
Nice.
Which is awesome.
Wow.
We're expanding. Like I said, we're in five states that we control. We have 112 to 115 offices that Affiliated actually owns and operates, which is great. The culture is, as I tell people, have fun, get along, and collaborate.
Yeah.
If you're an Eeyore or Debbie Downer, unfortunately, it might be not
there's other
be.
Offices for you.
Right. There's probably other offices because we like to have fun and we like to help each other out. And I tell you what, it's been great. I mean, we keep expanding. We keep getting new agents. We're getting a lot of attention from experienced agents now are saying, hey, you know what? I want to check this out too, because the rebrand rollout was amazing.
Dude, your branding is super cool. Really modern. I couldn't honestly say what it looked like before, but I really like what it looks like now.
Well, as I always tell my friends, I was like, go to 721 and check it out. And this is 2 years ago. I'm like, that's your grandmother's company. I don't want to go there. And then I checked it out. Next thing you know, I'm like, wow, they've really hit it with the technology. I mean, it's amazing. And every real estate company has technology. You got to have that to help your agents. But you got to have technology that's easy to use or you're not going to use it. So what's the point of having it?
Right.
And ours is great. Our coaching is great. It's just an all-around great atmosphere to be in.
So you mentioned hopefully within the next 60 days, you'll be bringing in or launching, I guess, your Century 21 Affiliated office here in St. Joe, Horizon Bank Building, or otherwise known as the Law and Title Building.
I think if you look at the sign outside, it says Law and Title.
That's super official. and you mentioned you're talking to realtors. This is not just going to be your South Haven agents driving down to be in St. Joe for a day. You'll have dedicated agents to that branch. You mentioned, too, you've been in this 17 years, couldn't find what you were looking for. If there's any realtors listening who might be looking to make a change, what's the draw of Century 21? Why should they talk to you? You guys,
because it's us. No,
and see,
well, he's been in for 17 years, so he started at five. Clearly,
kidding.
I would tell you right now, if you're looking for support, if you're looking for CRMs to help you keep your clients going, and you're looking to get the enthusiasm, and that's what I was looking for. You can walk into an office all day long, but if you don't feel the electricity or the oh man, I'm glad I'm here because this is getting me going. I got some new ideas, and that's what we do. We meet once a week. We go on tours. We see how each other's doing. We see what's coming up, and we motivate each other. So if you're looking for a company that has the most brand recognition in America, great history, new brand rollout. I mean, seriously, you want to get a hold of your old clients? Hey, I'm in Century 21 now. Look what's happening. That is an easy way to just get a hold of somebody you haven't talked to in a while. Mm-hmm. And it opens the door. Next thing you know, hey, you got business.
That's awesome. Now, at Century 21 coming this way, you mentioned from Madison, Wisconsin, down the lakeshore and around.
And Florida.
Yeah. The St. Joe office is kind of filling a gap or a geographical gap along the shoreline. What can prospects, folks looking to buy or sell homes, what can they expect to see from Century 21 now that you're here local? Why should they talk to you?
Well, we are going to be rolling out a lot of local agents, knowledgeable agents who know the area. So the biggest thing we always want everyone to know is when you come and you work with our agents, they know the area you're looking in. They're going to know the associations. What are the bylaws? What are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? What's going on in that community? Do you have assessments coming up on that street? They're going to be very specific to the area they're looking for. And we also do relocation through Cardis, which helps us with the Whirlpool clients and other businesses that are transferring and coming in the area.
Yeah, relocation seems, I give it to the realtors. I take a little credit as the lender and the relo companies. What folks don't understand is the whole process of getting relocated from somewhere else to be here in St. Joe or Stevensville, somewhere local to be with Whirlpool or somebody else. That's a lot of paperwork, more than you would ever know. So the whole illusion is we make it easy for you, and really relos, man. You drown in paperwork on those things, I feel like.
Well, and at Century 21 affiliated from the offices that you have, I mean, you have over 375,000 listings currently. And, you know, we all like to talk about how there's an inventory shortage and there aren't a lot of quality homes out there. Well, there actually are, depending on where you're looking and what you're willing to do right now.
That's correct. There's always listings out there. Again, I always tell people it's three things: your location, your condition, and your price. Mm-hmm. You got to be on all three of those. Mm-hmm. And if you are, usually price and condition, of course, you'll sell.
There you go.
Nope.
Ryan's got to take a quick phone call, so we're going to take a break. It's Real Take on Real Estate with Ryan Servetus. His cell phone number is 269-252-7926. Don't call him right now because he's on the phone. But email info@callryan.com, and the website is callryan.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Take on Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
If you're thinking about buying a new home, experience extraordinary at CMG Financial for your new mortgage. CMG Financial is a national mortgage leader and the only approved lender for Home Fund Me to help you crowdfund your down payment. For more information, visit homefundme.com.
Whether you need a conventional, FHA, USDA, or VA loan,
CMG Financial has all of those options and more for home buyers and homeowners who need to refinance.
If you're thinking about buying a new home, experience extraordinary at CMG Financial for your new mortgage.
Striving to close in 21 days or less for every customer, every time. CMG Financial, 800 Port Street, downtown St. Joe. Your new home awaits with CMG Financial.
Copyright 2018, CMG Financial, all rights reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trademark of CMG Mortgage Incorporated, NMLS 1820 in most but not all states. CMG Mortgaging is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Come experience extraordinary in mortgage lending at CMG Financial today.
You're listening to Real Take on Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial, a News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real
I'm
Take.
I'm ready.
Welcome back. You just blew out some subwoofers there, Joe.
Woke somebody up.
Welcome back to Real Take on Real Estate. Joe Daniel, John Wallace in the studio with Ryan Servetus, Century 21 affiliated. Website, callryan.com. Easy to find. Email, info@callryan.com. And his cell phone is 269-252-7926. While we were in break there, you were talking about how you're heading to Boston to speak at the National Association of Realtors Convention for the fourth time now?
Yes. Can you believe that? They didn't learn the first three.
What do you talk about?
Well, it's been, before I talked about the resort and second home market, this time I'm actually going to be talking about what all agents use, and it's called RPR, Realtor Property Resource. It's a great little app on your phone that will pretty much tell you everything you want to know about that house, the neighborhood, the history, the community, the schools. It's amazing, and every realtor has this, and we get it for free. It's part of our dues.
Wow.
And so I will be on a panel discussion with a couple other professionals, and the person moderating it is head of RPR.
Oh, no pressure.
No pressure. So my part will be discussing how we use this technology and tool for our agents to better serve our clients and what we find and what, if you use it, it really separates you from the others.
So this is interesting to me. So you're not only a South Haven authority or you're a broker. You've been doing
it a long
time.
Not only just South Haven, but Lakefront, New Buffalo, all the way up to beyond West Olive. I'm sure if somebody wanted a property in Holland, you'd take care of them.
Yeah, definitely.
So a local Lakefront authority, a broker, which means you manage a bunch of realtors as well. So you're an authority there. You're doing stuff for the local association of realtors, which makes you an authority there. And you're like a national authority on stuff. Can I have your autograph?
I'm the one that walks into the room and I'm surrounded by some amazing people, and I just keep quiet and I take notes.
Oh, is that the secret? I have to be quiet?
I'm sure if you were signing a purchase agreement, Joe, he would put his autograph on it.
Hey, I see what you did there. That's fun.
I'm also the guy who walks in and I'm the one that bumps the table and hits the microphone.
Spills everybody's coffee.
It's Ryan.
I didn't mean to knock over that glass of water. Sorry.
So what? How do you get invited to that? You don't invite yourself. How does the Association of Realtors say, hey, Ryan's the guy out of all the realtors they could choose? This is the national convention, right? So all realtors from all over the U.S. are going to be coming to this thing. How do they land on you for part of the panel? For the record, that sounded demeaning, and it wasn't meant to be. Just, it's a large pool. It's like winning the lottery. It sounds
joke.
Like I know. I just don't want to be mean.
I just look and go, well, obviously everyone else has turned this down, so it's gotten to me. You're in the 15th round. We'll take Ryan. Okay, what do I do? Why am I the only one doing it? A lot of it's just you show up and you ask. The first thing I did when I got in real estate is I wanted to learn, so I went to conventions, got designations, and when I went, I made sure to introduce myself to the right people and kept in contact with them and just learned.
So. Well, and having run conferences and spoken at conferences related to leadership and org behavior, not real estate, previously, they're always taking some feedback afterwards from the audience. You know, what'd you think of the speaker? And clearly, you got some 5-star reviews like you'd have them on your website and out at Zillow and stuff from clients when it comes to real estate on your speaking ability and what you had to say, because otherwise they don't bring you back.
No, I pay a lot of people afterwards.
Ryan's buying the beer.
Yeah. I'm sitting
before
in a room.
Before you get this beer, please fill this out.
Yeah. I'm sitting in a room full of distinguished gentlemen that speak at conferences. I barely speak at my kids' parent-teacher conferences. I'm feeling a little small right now.
Ah, you're young, Joe. Way to get to our ages. Ryan's got a little sliver of gray here. I'm all gray, but he's got just a little sliver.
That's more than a sliver.
Grecian formula?
Yes.
Tell me about, this is back in 2013, so it's almost 6 years ago. But tell me about the Washington, D.C. National Conference on Policies. What was that?
I love it. That's my favorite one. I like to know what's going on, what policies are going to affect our home buyers, our homeowners in America. And every May, the realtors go to Washington, D.C. We meet with our representatives. We find out what's going on. We meet with some D.C. insiders who tell us where we're at right now. And it's just a good way to know. You can see what changes are coming that are going to affect financing, are going to mm-hmm. affect the realtors. And it's definitely going to make a difference on homeowners.
So give me an example of one of the policy changes that came out of that. I'm just curious.
Well, at that time, the 2013 conference, you're talking about the lead into TRID getting released.
Exactly. TRID, by the way, for anybody who doesn't know, stands for The Reason I Drink. but yeah, TRID is kind of the time guidelines with which lenders have to abide by to make sure
truth
that...
Truth in Real Estate Investment Disclosures?
Possibly. The Reason I Drink
like
is
that.
Way cooler of an acronym. I'm just saying.
Yes.
So you saw TRID rollout. What kind of other stuff comes out of that?
One that's always reoccurring is the National Flood Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You have some homeowners, up to $10,000 a year for flood insurance if you're in Florida. It's bad. So every time we think it's going to expire, Washington doesn't let us down. They go and renew it, which helps us out. But lately, as we all know, around the shoreline, the biggest policy that I've been personally involved with, and it's a national issue, but definitely around the shoreline, is short-term rentals and property rights. So that's what I've been very advocating when I go to these meetings, and that's what keeps me going, because it affects your property rights as a homeowner, whether you use them or not. It's something you should always remember, because once you lose them, it's very hard to get them back.
Well, and when you're talking about Lakefront in particular, very big problem on the East Coast and the West Coast, but the new tax law limited how you can deduct the property taxes you have to pay to, what, $10,000 a year? And I have relatives who pay $20,000 a year in property taxes on, you know, living on Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And they just lost a chunk of that deduction. So is that affecting the home buyer market for Lakefront at all?
It's, you know, I would have thought it would have, and I haven't seen that brought up as an issue from any of the buyers lately. Yeah. So far, they're okay with it. But it is a discussion we do have.
Well, and if you're using that Lakefront property not only as, a second home for you, so you can do second home financing, but you're doing, say, the weekly rentals here and there in the summer, so you've got investment income coming in on it, then you still get depreciation. And you can't deduct it off your personal property taxes, but you can on the Schedule E as a rental property. You'll still be able to get that deduction there. You also sit on the South Haven Superintendent's Community Leadership Council. Tell me about that.
Well, that was a couple years ago, but it was pretty much what can we do to draw families in to our school district. And it was talking to the realtors, because we're the ones front and center meeting the families that are coming in to live. And they're either saying, hey, Ryan, I'm new. I'm not sure if I want to be in South Haven, Saugatuck, St. Joe, Bridgman. Help me decide. Show me the school district. Show me what the community offers. In South Haven, you know, if they're coming from a big city and you go, well, it's November, here's our four restaurants that are still open. And here's our cold beach.
We're going to Clementine's.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And that makes sense. They want to know, hey, do you have lacrosse? What kind of sports? What other things can you offer our family to do?
Mm.
And that's the biggest thing. So they really wanted, and they got some good input from not just myself, but some other prominent realtors in the area and other business owners on, okay, how do we attract the families here?
Yeah, because for those of us who live here year-round, I mean, we love the area. But when you talk about a community like South Haven, or you drop down to New Buffalo, there's a lot of second homeowners in there. Well, that's good for us because they pay higher tax rates, because it's not the prime or principal residence of where they live full-time all year. But at the same time, when you get up to South Haven, Saugatuck, Douglas, they don't have Four Winds, for instance, pushing money into, donating money, as it were, into New Buffalo that the casino does,
right,
that these other, that Saugatuck Douglas and South Haven, for instance, don't have.
That's true. And we, you know, you look at Saugatuck Douglas, South Haven, we don't have a whirlpool like St. Joe has.
No.
Or we don't have a big
foundation. There's no steel case or.
No, we have a nuclear power plant, but that's, again, that's covert. Yeah. That's not us.
No right. offense. How's that working out for you?
Well, there's the steam plant, too.
Yeah.
And I tell you, you know, it's been very good for not just South Haven employment for families, but also St. Joe.
Yeah.
If you look at the employment, they're in the area within 30 minutes. So it's been good. But again, when they transfer in, show me what you got. I saw your beach and I saw your restaurants. Like, well, here's what we have. And if you're an that's one thing I love about Southwest Michigan. If you're an outdoors person, you're active, the bike trails, the hiking, you know, the biking trails, and then you got the water. So if you're a paddle boater, you're a boater, fisherman, you can't ask for a better place to live.
Right.
Well, and the weather has been so strange. I mean, I have golfed at Hawkshead in December and January, each of the last 3 years,
yes,
you know, which is great because there's nobody on the court,
right?
You know, and yeah, it was 48 degrees.
Yeah,
but
John's out there. You drink enough. It's not even cold out here.
No, I only drink at some golf outings, not all.
Oh, okay.
Realtor ones.
Yeah, I was buying the drinks for everybody else at the realtor one last time. But that's not deductible off my tax return anymore either. So
they're taking them away.
What else is happening that is attracting people to, you go up that stretch, South Haven, Saugatuck, Douglas, Saugatuck actually first.
Mm-hmm.
Douglas comes first, though they're really kind of almost one community. Two little
Cross
little
River, that's about it.
Yeah.
Dougatuck, yeah. Saugless. Yeah, one and the same.
Well, the people I was meeting with last night and Saugatuck, we hadn't met before, but we were laughing because I used to do bungee jumping at the bar in Saugatuck, broadcasting live for LAV back in the 80s. You know,
bungee jumping at a bar?
Oh, yeah. They had a crane over the channel. And you jump off, the bungee jump off the crane. And if you were, you know, you told them that you were brave enough, then you could go down and drop into the water and come back up.
This sounds like a public safety hazard. I'm just saying.
Bungee jumping?
Yeah, let's get loaded and then go jump off a crane. And then, you know what, for an extra $5, I'll just dunk my head in the water and hope I come up alive.
Well, I'm doing it with a microphone duct taped to my chest so we can broadcast it live over the radio.
Dude,
right?
I'm so glad I was born in the late 80s. Yeah, the early 80s sounds dangerous.
But it turns out that she's best friends with a bunch of the people that I used to work with there back in the 80s. It's just how small the community is. But great arts districts, great foods. But again, Monday night, we were like, okay, what restaurants are actually going to be open? You have a problem down here, too.
It is. And that's the thing is you can tell once Labor Day's over, during the weekdays, you can shoot a gun cannon right through downtown.
Not hit a soul.
Weekends, still busy though. Mm-hmm. I don't care what weekend is, unless it is a monsoon, Saugatuck will be busy. South Haven will be busy.
Yeah.
People will come in. They're going to come in. They're going to do their walking. And look at all the restaurants. I usually pride myself up there because I can brag that majority of the restaurants are mom and pop farm to table. We don't have a lot of chains up there.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it come in. When you come in, you get great
food.
There's
no Applebee's.
There's none. And if they are, they're out by the highway,
right,
the main thoroughfare in Holland. But when you get downtown, you get a lot of good choices. So it's really good. It's not good for my waistline, but it's definitely good for my palate.
Yeah, but you get up early and do some running on the treadmill, right?
Oh, I look at it. Turn it on, that works, right?
That treadmill looks like I'm running out of time. Gotta leave.
Oh, let me lift my coffee cup. I'm doing,
crunches.
Pressing with the coffee cup.
Yeah,
that works.
Real Take on Real Estate. Joe Daniels, John Wallace, and in the studio, it's Ryan Servetus from Century 21 Affiliated, getting ready to open a new office in St. Joe in the Law and Title building. I call it the Horizon Bank building because they're on the first floor. But Ryan's cell phone number, 269-252-7926. Email info@callryan.com. And the website is callryan.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Take on Real Estate. Brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Hey, girl, you coming to the housewarming party next weekend?
Absolutely.
Wait, you guys bought a house?
I thought you said you were going to save up and it was going to take a while.
It was, but then we found out about Home Fund Me from CMG Financial in St. Joe. We were able to raise our down payment a lot faster than we thought.
No way.
What was that called again? Home Fund Me. That's H-O-M-E, fundme.com. The website tells you everything you need to know.
So this Home Fund Me thing is from CMG Financial? What's CMG Financial?
They're a mortgage company. That's all they do. So they're really, really good at it. Their office is in downtown St. Joe.
Awesome. I'm going to check them out.
Copyright 2018 CMG Financial. All rights reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage Incorporated. NMLS number 1820 in most, but not all states. CMG Mortgage Incorporated is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Tired of renting? Visit CMGFI.com or call 269-932-0577.
You're listening to Real Take on Real Estate. Brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Take on Real Estate. Joe Daniel, John Wallace in the studio with Century 21 affiliated broker Ryan Servetus, who is also a national speaker and heavily involved in the state and local level as well. His cell phone is 269-252-7926. Email is info@callryan.com, and the website is callryan.com. And by the way, he also buys and sells homes. So
yes, in his spare time.
In his spare time.
What's your favorite listing that you have out currently?
I have a couple. One that comes to my mind is the factory condos on Elkenberg in South Haven.
Why is that your favorite? Or one of your favorites? Excuse me.
The reason it's one of my favorites is because they took an old factory that had a great history and they turned it into this modern. It's almost like you think you're in a city when you're inside there. It's really modern, contemporary, but you still have the old brick, the high ceilings, the wonderful old floors redone.
Oh, nice.
And you're looking at a 3-bedroom, 3-bath, 1,900 square foot condo, indoor parking, 10-minute walk to the South Beach, a quick 2-minute bike ride, and you're under $350,000.
Well, and not only that, you're in a condo, so the building maintenance, all that extra, that exterior stuff is not your responsibility, as we were talking about the other day, Joe. Insurance, homeowner's insurance on a condo is much less because, again, you're only paying for the interior should something, you know, occur that caused you to turn in a claim. Beautiful location.
Oh, it's great. And you have the Van Buren State Park Trail right there. It runs right by it.
Wow.
So you get out, you got 7.1 miles. You can go to the state park and back. It's all paved. Or you can take it to the north and go right downtown South Haven.
It's kind of interesting, turning an old factory into condos.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, we here in St. Joe have had something similar at the old, was it Jefferson Elementary School? The Jefferson Lofts?
Yeah.
Marshall Downs took an old school.
Downtown next to the other the St. Joe Clementines, that building too.
Yeah. Yep. That's Box Factory, right?
Yeah.
So it's always great. I mean, it's a lot of work. You have to pretty much go back to the brick, and you're going bare bones because you have to update everything.
Right.
Asbestos is out of it. You update the heating, the electrical. And the people who do it right, it benefits them. It comes back. makes you a place that you want to go live in.
Now, a developer for something like that, for example, Jefferson Lofts here is Marshall Downs, and I believe he's a local developer. The person that developed that old factory, are they local as well? Or?
They were local to South Haven, yes. They got through, and then they took the old Central Lofts, which is the old Central Middle School, and they redid that as well in South Haven. So
wow.
You have two options. You can either be at school, you can be in the Factory Lofts. Factory Lofts a little bit bigger units, where the Central one is one bedroom, studio, stuff like that. But you're also a block from downtown and the farmer's market and all that.
Right.
Sure.
Right. And you said you had a couple of favorite listings. So yes. The condo is one. I love, what is another favorite listing of yours?
We have another one. We just sold it, and that was in Pier Cove. And that was when we briefly discussed here. And then we have another one that's on 40 acres. It is a beautiful log cabin. It's pretty much go out there, and it's like you're in a retreat. So whether you like think about glamping or something like that.
That's a real thing, huh?
It is a real thing. So you get out there. When you walk out there, it's like you're in a whole different world. There is a great creek that goes through it all year long. They did some updates where a new road they put in along the north side of the property. It takes you all the way back and forth from the front. And you got there's blueberries, there's woods, there's creeks, there's hills, and then there's a pond. So I would look at it, if somebody's going to buy that, it would be either a retreat or somebody wants a very upscaled hunting land.
Ooh, upscale hunting. That sounds like you could, like, I don't know. I can't think of any animal that I can say right now that's exotic and won't be offensive if we say it's being hunted in South Haven.
Yeah.
There's no good move here.
Ocelots.
Ocelots. Yes.
Yeah, wolverines.
Oh, snipe.
The elusive snipe. We can show you that on this property.
You know, there's a home you've got listed that is an incredible home in terms of first-time home buyer. It's 612 West Arlington Street.
Yes, right in Bangor.
That's a turn-of-the-century brick house, two-story, with over an acre and the River Creek running through it. And it's only $42,000. I mean, you know, people pay more than that for cars.
You're right. We're getting a ton of attention on it. It is a nice home right in the city. Like I said, an acre of property.
Mm-hmm.
It needs somebody to come in there and give it some love and finish it off. It just started on the interior, didn't finish off on it. And you can see it when you walk in, the main work is done. You just need to come in, finish it off, and have yourself, like you said, a turn of the century brick home in Bangor with a trout stream running through your own yard.
Oh, and a treehouse. It comes with a treehouse.
That does.
That's two houses for the price of one. And if you're counting at home.
And not only is there the for instance, the 203K option, if you're not going to pay cash for it, where you get those finishing works built into the price of the house and the loan, but Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have their version, the home style renovation, which for most of us is a better option than a 203K, costs less in general overall. So, you know, it's not like you have to go, I don't know how to do this work, or there's work to be done, I don't want to buy it, because you can get the contractors lined up. You know contractors, right?
No, a few.
You know who?
I know, sure. I know the right ones and the ones you see.
No names on the radio. You know. So, you can tie that in to, I have one right now where they're replacing the water heater, replacing the furnace, doing some things to the roof, fixing some other minor things that are inside, but they bought a house in St. Joe that's 1,500 square feet for $89,000, and then they're putting $20,000 worth of work into it and still only have to put 3% down on the house. So,
and that's why we love you guys. Because a lot of times people look at it and they get scared. They don't know where to go or what to do, and it seems daunting. I mean, just buying a home alone scares people. But then putting that on top of it, it's having people like you guys who can sit there and explain it to them, and they can see, hey, this isn't as hard as it is. It's just a step-by-step process. We think we can do this. And when they do it, the end product, when you come back to see it and you listen a couple of years, whether it's upgrading or downgrading, is amazing.
Yeah. Well, and I think one major point when the renovation loans that I really like, and John alluded to it, is anything that's non-structural, you can roll into the cost of the house up to a certain limit most of the time. So whether it's, we need new appliances, or, you know, this floor is fine, but I just want to put a new floor in, as long as you're not busting out load-bearing walls or doing anything to the foundation, free game. Get quotes and make the house you want, you know, and not have to worry about, well, gosh, how am I going to close in this house and then have $50,000 to do all the other stuff I want to do to it?
Right, because you just build it in. And if you're, you know, if you're paying a home inspector to come through and he says, hey, you know, yeah, the furnace and hot water heater work, but they only got a couple of years of shelf life left in them, I mean, you build that right in and not have to worry about that breaking down when we get to January and February.
Right, right. Now, Ryan, we're in the last segment of the show. Normally we reserve this for lightning round, where I ask you three random questions.
No.
Ill prepared today, busy morning, but I do have one question for you because you're a realtor. Coffee or alcohol, which one would be harder for you to give up in your giving profession?
Is this before noon or afternoon?
Well, okay, fair enough. Just in general, what do you think?
I think I'd have to give up coffee.
Oh, you're going to keep the alcohol. Good man.
Well, here's the thing. You start out your day, everyone's ready to go. It all becomes what happens between now and 5 p.m. Who are you going to talk to that day? It's going to go, oh, man. But I would say coffee, I could probably let go. I wouldn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, something about in the evenings when you're meeting with clients over a drink or another agent, it's relaxing. People get to be them real self and calm down.
Yeah.
Coffee makes them jittery.
Right. Yeah, let's do something. Yeah. Take a breath. We're fine. We're fine.
Red Bull and vodka. That's just a dangerous combination.
Not really, though. I think that's a stable combination because it's an upper and a downer in one glass, so it offsets and you just even keel.
But after six or seven of them, you don't realize how drunk you are because you're still so hyper.
Right. And after six or seven of them, we'll go bungee jumping off a crane at the old bar you used to hang out.
That was pre-Red Bull and vodka, by the way.
Yeah, Red Bull didn't exist back then.
Yeah, back in the 80s, vodka we just had straight vodka. Yeah. John, same question. I'm here. If you had to give up coffee or alcohol, which one could you give up?
Oh, it's definitely the coffee.
Really? And my answer for anybody that's interested is, I don't drink coffee, so we're good.
Trick question.
Yeah.
Next question, Joe.
I only had one because I didn't drink coffee this morning. I'm not ready.
Well, and it's the end of the month. We all got too many closings we're trying to get done before the 31st. Yeah. So.
And I've got to pack and fly out to Boston.
Boston. Do you
drop my R's when I'm there?
Do you get clam chowder? That sounds disgusting. Do you get clam chowder when you go there? Do you feel obligated?
It's my first time going to Boston.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm pretty interested in checking out the city between the sessions. And
got to get some baked beans and a Packers jersey and some clam chowder.
No Packers jersey.
Did I say Packers?
They meant
Patriots,
I think. They're playing the Packers while I'm there.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe the Packers are about to take another loss.
That would be an event to go see. I bet there are tickets available, too.
Yeah, especially this year.
Yeah, I wore my Boston Red Sox pullover yesterday.
Nice.
So you're going, we're recording this show. You're leaving from Boston when?
I will be getting up at 3 a.m. to head to the Gerald R. Ford to fly out at 5:30
tomorrow?
Thursday.
Yeah. So.
But I need to start packing now, if you know me. I need to start getting stuff laid out.
But
I'm sure you're just shipping a case UPS to deliver it to this hotel.
So you have the NAR, the National Association of Realtors Convention. So realtors are now converging on Boston pretty soon.
Yes.
You've got the World Series Parade. And then we had talked off the air. I wasn't aware of this, but hotel workers in Boston are striking right now. So good luck on your trip.
That's going to be great. The only thing they can do now is say, okay, the cabs are now striking.
Yeah, right. There was a massive earthquake and Boston has fallen into the ocean.
Most hotels these days, you know, they're not changing out the sheets every day. Hey, save some water and conserve energy and hang your towel up to dry and use it again. So,
give me another towel.
Ryan Servetus, Century 21 affiliated. Looking forward to your grand opening here shortly in St. Joe. And that's in the Law and Title building downtown, right next to our offices. So we'll see each other often. Ryan's cell phone number, 269-252-7926. Email info@callryan.com. And the website is simple, callryan.com. Easy to find. Safe travels in your trip. And will it be streamed live? Can I watch it on YouTube? Your panel
discussion?
Let's
hope not. It's not streamed live. I hope they edit that.
You can say that at a national convention?
You're supposed to stay on the stage. Don't fall off the stage.
Wasn't Ryan. That was somebody else.
Doppelganger.
You've been listening to Real Take on Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing homes in Southwest Michigan.
Satisfying a fundamental urge for a man to want his own roof and walls and fireplace.
Brought to you by CMG Financial. Questions can be sent to realtalk@wsjm.com.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
CMG Financial. NMLS number 1820. An equal housing lender. Real Take on Real Estate. We'll be back this same time next week on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.